Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Alex Italander here. Before we get this week's Behind the Ostium started, I just wanted to talk about the Ostium Sagas. It's a spin-off series I've come up with where Steve finds an ancient tome hidden in the Ostium network and begins recording the stories within its pages of people going through Ostium doors and getting stuck in whatever time they're in. Right now, it's only being released on our Patreon. However, you can get instant access to the number of episodes already released by becoming a patron at any level. To do that, all you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast and become a member for as little as $1 or $2 a month and start listening to this original series. New episodes are released every week, and the Ostium Sagas is going to be running for a long time. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Okay, on with this week's Behind the Ostium.
Okay, on to episode 35.
Skyland Mountain.
Hang on, I was going to try and guess it.
Oh, sorry.
Skyland Mountain. I'm trying to see what when I mention it in my notes here. Well, I have a lot of notes. Okay, I'll just get to it when I mention it in my notes of what Skyland. put it this way. I'll just throw out real quick before we start. Do you do another reference with Skyland Mountain at all?
I didn't until the, it's mentioned in the episode, right. But I wouldn't have gotten it. Okay. No.
That's just me nerding out. And I had to think, I originally had, I think I talked about it in the kind of introductory episode for this season, of just how I had different things named. And this originally was named Nexus or something with a building point. But I thought, if you're familiar at all with that X-Files episode, I mean, it literally has cable cars in it, much like this one does. And I was definitely pulling a lot from that mentally of sound and feel and how that all was with that episode. But it just felt like a good kind of mimicry there to use that. So episode 35. I knew at this point when I was writing this episode that I only wanted to have a couple episodes for each storyline, that I didn't want to keep this going for too long and risk boring the reader or stretching out the storylines too much with them going in separate tangents and potentially making it so that the listener was like, yeah, I know they're in the same world, just get them together already. Or I have no clue what's going on here and how separate these lines are. I don't know if I can keep going for this. So that's why I wanted to kind of start to bring things together. And it worked kind of well too, as this kind of mid-season kind of cliffhangery buildup. So I started it off like it was a usual Monica episode, you know, doing a fake here where you think, oh, it's another Monica episode. Okay, well, I guess we're going to go with this again, which we're used to this point and with the cliffhanger. Mona's working out when the photo was taken, because the time frame makes all the difference of knowing how it all fits together. And then we have only a short intro from her, and then the music changes. Did you notice that?
I did. I actually went into the notes to see who some of the composers were. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a couple tracks that I've downloaded.
Oh, cool.
Just completely, I found them and I downloaded it. I'm sure a lot of people that listen to podcasts have heard of Lee Rosevear.
Yeah.
But the other ones, maybe not so much. I'm like, Dr. Turtle. Dr. Turtle. I thought I was the only person who have ever heard of Dr. Turtle. But yeah.
But again, I feel, because I was intentionally setting a lot of that up with the first four episodes of each person having their own soundtrack to stuff, that you can kind of spot here, wait a minute, well, this music's different now, and it's not the usual Monica episodes, Monica music, so what are we going to get here? And then you hear Dave's point of view and him kind of giving his details and what's going on, and it kind of sets up stuff of what's to come down later in the episode. We continue with the cliffhanger from Dave's last episode, as he's going to confess to Jake about what's been going on with him, how he's dealing with it, and why he kind of held his tongue for so long and how it's changed now. Jake, as we've already talked about, is at this point a little used to being lied to and was willing to give it some breath and some time. And just in his own way, it was almost like, because he knew something was going on with Jake, he was able to be like, okay, well, that's that. I'll put a pin in that and put that to the side. Now let's look at the Austin Network and the weird anomalies and stuff going on here, and I can kind of deal with that. And then when he's ready, I can pull that pin out and we can talk about it, which is kind of how he mentally dealt with it. And you now get to hear about the history of the Austin Network from someone who's not Monica, which was kind of fun to do something a little different there, cover some familiar ground, but get in, show it from a different viewpoint with different details. Ideally, at this point, the listener has worked out that Dave and Monica are probably related. And so then your curiosity is growing as you're wondering, what's the connection here? And again, with different timelines and possible tangents, there's still a possibility that they're not somehow connected, but you're pretty sure they are. Did you think at this point, Dwayne, that you were pretty certain?
I guessed what was going on, but I wasn't 100% sure. Mm-hmm. I was right. I honestly, if I had to put a number on it, I'd have said maybe 50-50 that I was right. but yeah, I
still decent odds. Betting on
yeah, I would have bet on it. Yeah, in Ostium anyway. The the story, I mean, there was a lot of clues going through and re-listening as I'm taking notes to do our Behind the Ostiums. There are, you did drop some clues, mm-hmm. more than one. So I mean,
I'm realizing now as we talk about this too, setting up with Monica's age being that, and then you think, well, that's got to be a good chunk older than Dave. It then makes it more feasible than, oh, wait, she actually could be his mother. And then we, of course, have the irrefutable proof in the photo that Dave shows to Jake. And then we have a kind of a big, tense, explosive moment where they're all kind of realizing who's in the photo and who they all are. And it's much bigger than they even thought it was. And it's also this point where hopefully the listeners kind of worked it out. And it's like, whoa, that's really cool. And then the characters are like, this is too much. What? It was this all along. We had no idea. Did that hit you in the same way, Dwayne?
I think I was expecting Dave to be a little more freaked out that he was Steve.
Mm.
That why, you know, and I mean, the story does touch on why that happens, but why does, you know, I would have been like, why do I think my name is Dave when that everybody else is saying my name is Steve, you know? Because Jake spent a lot of time talking about Monica and looking for Steve.
Yeah.
You know, at first we don't think Steve is her son, but then when we find out, it's okay, it's her son. But then no one is expecting Dave to be that Steve. Connection. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't either until I wrote the lines. I was like, holy crap. And again, with the more details that were released in this episode in season 6, it kind of fits in better and makes a little more sense of why this is going on. You know, a little retconning or whatever.
it seems odd. We're on season 4 talking about season 6, but when you think about what happens in season 5, it does make sense that yes, we're talking about season 6 being the next logical step from mm-hmm. season 4. Because of what happens in season 5.
Right. And I'm trying to think if this will be released by the time. Well, patrons will have this by the time it's all released before season 6 comes out. So yeah, because there's definitely going to be a lot of links between season 4 and season 6 is kind of like continuing the story, but also explaining some stuff of what was going on. But then I also feel like we've done that a lot throughout the Behind the Ostium of talking about how seasons relate to each other, moments, events, and things like that, of just partially me filling in the holes that I want to, but also finding everything is all just connected.
Correct. I mean, you have done the Marty McFly going back in time and watching himself do something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like we're doing something similar here, but it eventually has to happen as you're explaining how everything works. Mm-hmm. You're going to be as a listener, you're going to be reevaluating stuff that's happened in earlier seasons. So spoilers. No, this isn't a spoiler.
What do you know that I don't know, Dwayne?
I don't know. I think I've given you a couple ideas. The what's going on in season 4 is a really great way to explain what goes on in Ostium,
mm-hmm.
but it is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to find a good way to,
yeah, and that's the best analogy. Again, that was me writing it and yeah, setting up these, you know, almost like lighting fuses or something, you know, and then it's, you know, at some point the fuse is going to reach the explosion and that's when the reveal is going to happen. And it's very much me, yeah, setting stuff up that I know I want to answer, but it's going to be down the road when we get to it. I definitely do feel, because of how I am with my discovery writing and working along, it is definitely starting to kind of steer towards whatever that finale is, however far away it is and distant of how the thing is all going to end. It is all going to connect together and really make it. I mean, I've intentionally called this a network and all linked together because that's how it's all going to work out at the end. I don't know what the ending is yet or how it does. I've had some hints mentally or whatever, but I do feel it's all kind of starting to drive towards that point. You know, Monica hinted previously of where she needs to finally go. Of coming and needing to go basically to the top. This is where the answers are. This is the place that she could not go before. And now there's no one to say, hey, you're not allowed up there. You're not part of the big wigs. She can say, screw you guys, I'm going. And it was a chance for me to use the cable car, because if you know anything about Gibraltar, they do have cable cars. They go to the top of the rock. I did at least once or twice in my youth, long, long ago. If you haven't been on a cable car, it's a little freaky if you don't like heights, because you're in this little box thing going up, and it's because it's being held from the top, it's, you know, swinging around like a pendulum kind of. And then, it's, you know, it's a long wire that curves up, and then it's got these connection poles holding it up along the way. And so each time you go over one of these connection things, it's like shaking it more, and, you know, like about a turbulence or whatever. And you're like, is this going to drop? And actually, I don't remember the details on it, but a cable car did drop in Italy like a month or two ago.
I remember reading about that.
Just punched and everyone died. So yeah, like a plane crash, you know? And so it was kind of fun here using that cable car as a symbol, just both for the jib, for the Ostia network, and in some ways I say here, almost like Chekhov's gun, where they see it going up and they're like, well, there's the proof. Someone else is here and they're going up there, which means we got to do that too. We got to go up there. And, you know, Monica at the top is going to see, well, someone's following me because they're coming up in that cable car. And it's the, you know, again, all part of this building and ratcheting up. And, you know, you literally have everything coming to the point at the top of the rock, basically. And it led to also having a cool new logo for the show with the little Ostium network with the cable car and stuff, which worked out really well. Sarah Warren, the artist, did a really fantastic job of capturing it and giving it a whole new life. I wasn't sure, Dwayne, if you knew this history kind of with Gibraltar at all with cable cars and stuff, or is that new to you?
Actually, I believe we talked about it when we were in Seattle. you mentioned that in Gibraltar, mm-hmm. they actually do have the cable car. Mm-hmm. But on my own, no, I did not know.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I think most people know of Gibraltar that exists and stuff, but specific details about it are minimum. Yeah. Also, it was, you know, me literally bringing everything to a whole new level. Physically, mentally, emotionally. So Monica's going to the top and she has no idea what she's going to find up there. She's never been up there before. It's all new to her. The little tidbit here, little Easter egg, the cable car door sound opening and closing was me in my mail truck recording with my recorder, doing that like 10 times and then playing around with it a little bit. But so yeah, that's my own little bit of Foley contributed to Austin.
It works.
I don't know, I think it does sound, in my mind at least, how it does feel. Yeah. And again, I pulled various train sounds and things like that to try to recreate it in my mind. Again, I haven't been on a cable car in 30 years or whatever, 30 plus years, whatever it's been, creating in my mind what I thought it kind of sounded like. But it was also fun kind of to change the dynamic of the show in a way of putting them on this new vehicle that wasn't something that everyone was necessarily familiar with, and to play with it in different ways, and then have Monica referenced the episode. And actually I have a note here saying the episode was originally going to be called Peak, but this felt better because it was a huge Unity reference, and just of how much I'd pulled from the X-Files episode, it worked out well in applying it to this episode. Again, you even have like when Mulder's going up in the cable car, he's like controlling it with the speed and he's like zooming up trying to catch this guy, and each time he gets to this little, you know, the little stanchion thing, he has to slow down, otherwise it might hop off and stuff. And so I was pulling a lot from that.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jake talks about the weird name differences with Dave and Steve. This was something in the original writing that I should have fixed, but I didn't know it was going to turn out this way. It's one of those things where, oh, it was a mistake, but we're too far down the road. I can't change it now. So I kept it and basically worked out a way to make it work in the script and the story to have it make sense for the plot. Did that kind of work for you, or is that just too weird with Dave and Steve? And
no, the actual explanation works fine. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Jake discusses to himself, do I call him Dave? Do I call him Steve? Mm-hmm. And then, so he does a very Jake thing. He asks, you know, what should I call you? And Dave says, call me Dave for now. You know? So, and yeah, that it worked for me. Yeah.
So again, with Jake seeing the cable car, it's literal proof someone else is on the island. And then it also kind of, it suddenly, you now have the, you know, two separate timelines now are crossing over and linking together, crossing the streams, intertwining, braiding, whatever. And we can tell with how I've been describing what's been going on with Monica versus Jake and Dave, that Monica is a little ahead in the time. And then you can kind of then work out, oh, that's why there were these differences in the previous episodes of different things and how they all kind of slotted together, because they were, as you guessed, kind of slightly off, but the same timeline. So it also confirms the timeline with Monica being ahead of them, that although they got to Dave's place first before Monica, and again, it's just playing around with time, which has always been a fun thing with Ostium that I will always continue to do and try to confuse listeners as much as possible. We have a flashback to the moment when Jake told Dave he's Monica's son, because that was kind of like, it ended on a cliffhangery thing, and I wasn't going to cop out and be like, okay, yeah, shocking moment. Oh, they're all freaked out. Okay, and then everyone lived happily ever after or whatever. It's like, no, though, that's a tense moment. We need to revisit that and explain more with that. So you have Dave kind of dealing with the fallout of that and processing it. But then so we have that with Dave dealing with it and basically having kind of a fallout from that. And then we move on to the next day, as we should do, coming back to the present with Dave also seeing the cable car. And it makes it clear that with them both acknowledging someone else is here, we've got to go follow them and find out what's going on and who this is. They don't know who it is. The listener does, very likely, but we don't know. They don't know who it is at this point. And it was fun having an episode with this back and forth of switching with each character and then having the music be kind of your signals for each one and just making it a little more complex and different and showing that this was the mid-season episode. There was big stuff happening. It was different from the previous ones. So then we cut back to Monica on the cable car, and she's able to see from her viewpoint too, the EV electric vehicle of Jake and Dave moving towards the cable car station, and they're going to be following her. So she knows they're about, whoever it is about to come meet her. She doesn't know who it is, but it sets up an inevitable showdown. As I said, it was, you know, Chekhov's gun. The cable car is there. It means it's all going to come to a head. So apparently at some point I made a reference with the cable car being a flying umbrella. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember the line.
You know what the reference is from?
No.
Disney's Robin Hood. I put that in here.
Okay.
I think it's the point where Little John is on top of, it's when everything's going crazy after they've revealed that Robin Hood is in disguise and everyone's going, and they were going to chop off his head and they're like, no. And then everything went crazy. And he's like on top of a tent, I think, with a bunch of like hippos pushing it along and stuff. And he's like, hey, who's flying this crazy umbrella or whatever. Anyway, that's what his little Easter egg in there. And then with Monica getting to the top, we finally get to see HQ that I've talked about a number of times in previous episodes and what it actually looks like. And this was, again, a little fun thing of doing sci-fi stuff, but also making it different because this was the elite level where not many people of the Ostium Network have seen before, to play around with new and different things. At this point, I don't think I knew there was going to be an AI running everything, but as I started writing it and describing everything and how it all felt, it made me realize that there's something bigger has got to be controlling all this. It can't just be people doing it. And the logical conclusion is it was an AI. It was fun with how things kind of at the beginning half of the episode have been kind of speeding up with events and stuff like that. And then as we're coming to that point, I started to slow it down and really kind of drag it out a little bit to build that tension, that little bit more, switching back and forth between them as they're moving closer. And also, since we're in this final scene, that's when I brought in a new piece of music, different from the other ones, something totally fresh and new to show. This is new territory, new ground. The listener and the characters don't know what's going to happen next. There was also the almost at this point over the top metaphor of we're coming to a climax and we're literally coming to the top of the mountain that is Gibraltar. again, when I'm writing these tense scenes, I didn't really know how it was going to happen and what was going to, shake out and what was going to happen next. I just knew I wanted to keep building that thing, have the characters getting closer and closer. Again, doing that with the sound design too. And that it wasn't until I got up to that final moment that it set up, well, oh, I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm going to set up as a cliffhanger. And then we're going to get to find out in the next episode of what that shot was. Did someone get hurt? I mean, it kind of left it nice and open, much like the Chekhov's gun, a mystery or whatever, you know, a shot was fired, but it was dark and no one knew what it was. And did anyone get hit and what really happened? And that's how it ends.
It is a very good cliffhanger because
thank you.
Everybody's sort of coming to the, well, at least on Jake and Steve's side, the memories are returning. They're kind of figuring things out. He's thinking that, oh, okay, there may be hope. I could find my mom again. And then at the cliffhanger, we're like, did he just shoot her? What's going on?
So, did she shoot him?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we hear both guns. So the cliffhanger works well, especially like you said, for the mid season show. It's a good.
And it wasn't something that's something I think I ever really intended to do necessarily, but I heard other podcasts start to do it, and I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. And again, a lot of TV shows will do it where they'll go on hiatus sometimes and then come back with the second half. So that's, I was kind of like, oh, it kind of worked out well. And I think I've started to do that more often now in like maybe not season five. Well, season five, we kind of had a break too, but they were different. But definitely in season six, I do a little bit of that too.
The only other real note that I have is that there's the watchtower with all of the, like the very broad view over all of the island. And it just made me wonder, my question to that would be, was there an elite team constantly keeping track of everyone else on the island? So everyone was being lied to, even the people that were working in the Ostium network there that were doing what they thought was the legwork of everything. They had people watching them and lying to them as well.
What was the show you referenced in a previous one? I think The Prisoner, wasn't it? Isn't that very much?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I definitely think that's part of it. And then there's what is it called? It's Panopticon, I think it's called, which is it's a setup, usually a prison where everyone has their own cells that they're in where they can only see their little own cells, but there's a spot in the middle where whoever's guarding is able to see everyone. And I definitely think I had that kind of in my mind too, of what, of overseeing everything. And I think pulling a little bit too from the novella that I kind of pulled this idea from is it worked as kind of, as you said, a watchtower to be able to see anything that might be beyond the Ostium network, anything coming to attack or invade. I mean, that definitely happened in that kind of novella story, but I think that kind of figures a little bit into it too, of just being aware of, you know, anything that might be coming through, possibly from another dimension, or coming, whatever this world is that they're in, something coming in to visit or invade or whatever is going on. Yeah.
Just in case Cthulhu woke up and
you never know with all the stuff that they've been doing, it could. Yeah. It's definitely, you know, crossing the streams, messing up the timelines, and piss off some ancient primordial demons.
Not again.
Ryolu?
Really? Yeah.
Can you speak any? Yeah. Can you speak any?
Probably more than I should. You never know what's going to come knocking this late at night.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.